This week, the cities of Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Sarasota have issued proclamations honoring human rights in honor of the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And tomorrow night, the ACLU of Florida and Studio 620 will commemorate the event at a poetry slam at the Globe Coffee House in downtown St. Petersburg at 7 p.m. Becky Steele is the regional director for the ACLU of Florida.
Well, we're really excited about this because we're bringing home locally a celebration of an international occasion, and that's the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That was adopted by the United Nations 60 years ago on December 10th, and we'll be celebrating at the Globe Coffee House with spoken word poetry, a video that talks about the importance of the Declaration, you know, in our country and the work that we do here. And I have heard rumors that there will also be free snacks by Joellen Schulke.
This is the 60th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights by the United Nations. You know, how significant is that, and or how should people take that?
It's very significant in a number of ways. One way is just the importance that it has to people to know that you have certain rights just by being a human being, and that that has been recognized by the different countries in the United Nations. And it says that that each individual has rights that they're entitled to. And, of course, this isn't like the Constitution or the rights of the state of Florida where you can sue under them directly, but they serve as a model and a guideline and show the vast amount of work that we still need to go. And you can look under these universal rights and principles, and, for example, the right that people are entitled to be treated equally no matter what their religion, their ethnicity, or the color of their skin. And that plays out in our country still in disparities such as racial injustice in juvenile detention in Mississippi, or in the way that victims of Hurricane Katrina were treated differently. And then even, you know, here at home, we use these principles and work with, for example, with a coalition of Immokalee farm workers. So these are principles that have a lot of meaning and can give us additional avenues for pursuing the rights work that the ACLU and other organizations do.